ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society. We turn to Central America. In the news, the new president of Honduras, Xiomara Castro, announces her pending visit to Beijing following the sudden decision by her government to no longer pay attention to Taipei, Taiwan, to reject it and to turn to the mainland. This, of course, is a product of the encouragement, money encouragement of Beijing. So Honduras is flipped. Honduras is part of the Northern Triangle, however, and El Salvador and Guatemala are the other two pieces. And early on in the Biden administration, there was much attention to the waves of people in cavalcades coming north to Texas, some also going to California, said to be from these three states, the Northern Triangle, said to be a product of the root cause of poverty and violence. Joseph, the puzzle here is, I'm not sure what switching from Taiwan to Beijing does about poverty and violence in Honduras. How to regard this decision by President Castro? Is this about the people of Honduras? Is this about pocketing the benefit of pleasing China?
No, John, this is all about geopolitics. And we know that Latin America is kind of the last bastion of diplomatic recognition for Taiwan in the world. You know, out of the 14 countries, more than half of those were in either Latin America or the Caribbean. And Honduras was a prominent one. And we knew when the election happened and Xiomara Castro became the president that it was probably just a matter of time before she was going to switch her allegiances to China. And so that didn't come as a surprise, but what it does come as an inflection point, because the other two big countries in Latin America that are holding steady in favor of Taiwan is Paraguay and Guatemala, who coincidentally also have elections this year. First Paraguay at the end of this month and then Guatemala in June. And depending on those elections, you could also see those two countries distance themselves from Taiwan and now diplomatically recognize China, which would basically be a full coup on China's part against Taiwan. I think this is why the president of Taiwan's visited Central America very recently in the last few days, because she's trying to shore up that alliance, shore up that allegiance. She lost Honduras, but she wants to make sure she does not lose Guatemala and Belize, I should add, for that matter, which is next door. So, John, I think this is a very significant development, and I think this is a signal that we have to look at diplomatically, but it's a signal to look at when China is going to make its actual offensive against Taiwan, because I think when they do that, they're going to want to make sure that the entire global South is going to go with them.
And China is one of the condominium of adversaries in Europe, and certainly suggestive of being part of the adversarial team in South America. I name Moscow, I name Cuba, Havana, I name Managua, I name Tehran. Is it fair to say that Beijing's welcome in those circles, and that Beijing taking control of Honduras's affections means that the D.C. State Department no longer has comfortable relations with Tegucigalpa? How to regard this, Joseph?
Well, I mean, I think really what you hear is you saw a lot of, like, some sense wishful thinking from the State Department to think that they can influence Xiomara Castro in ways that I thought was beyond a reproach, because Xiomara Castro's husband is a very prominent figure in Honduras named Mel Zelaya, who's a former president, but also a close ally of the authoritarians of Havana, of Caracas. In fact, that same meeting that I was talking about earlier, about where Rafael Correa and Evo Morales were gathered in Caracas because of that anniversary of Hugo Chavez's death, well, Mel Zelaya, Xiomara Castro's husband, was also at that same meeting, as was her daughter, was also at that meeting. So Zio Marcas, it's a family business, and the family business has to do, one, with ties to illicit actors, but more importantly, has to do with the geopolitical orient that they are aligned with, which includes Maduro in Venezuela and the regime in Havana. But it also includes the big actors, Russia, Iran, and China. And to me, it was very clear that Zio Marcas was going to pivot in this direction. Now, she may have a nice meeting with the U.S. counterparts, because they still depend on a lot of USA defense cooperation and others. But over the not even long term, over the midterm, she's going to start to move Honduras away from the United States and towards China.
Joseph Umar, he is the executive director of Secure Free Society. And Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, just back from South America, from Lima, Peru. We thank him very much for helping us today, despite the fact that he wasn't entirely 100%, but he'll be back in future weeks as we watch Brazil under Lula da Silva. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.